Leading the news this morning, extra fire crews are on standby as the weather heats up again in the southern states. Strong winds and temperatures in the high 30s will create severe fire dangers in parts of Victoria and New South Wales. While no homes are currently threatened, residents are being warned to stay vigilant. Things couldn't be more different in North Queensland, where monsoon rains have caused heavy flooding. The town of Tully has had nearly 900 millimetres of rain in 72 hours. The Bruce Highway is closed and the rail line between Cairns and Townsville is cut. Two Australian men are in custody in Thailand following a shooting incident. It's alleged two German tourists were accidentally shot in Phuket. John Cohen and Adam Shea were allegedly involved in a dispute over a motorbike when a gun was fired. The injured Germans were taken to hospital. US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has clashed with the Senate committee investigating the deadly raid on an American embassy in Libya. Mrs. Clinton thumped the table at suggestions there'd been a cover-up over security failures. British Prime Minister David Cameron has defended his promise to hold a referendum on whether to leave the European Union. European leaders have criticised Mr. Cameron for creating anxiety and uncertainty, and the Labour opposition says he's gambling with Britain's economy. But Mr. Cameron says disillusionment with the EU is at an all-time high.